Council passed a motion at their September 25th meeting to enact a new bylaw that looks to protect and enhance Loyalist Township's tree canopy and natural vegetation. The new bylaw will help put into place a new policy for residents and township staff to adhere to when dealing with trees and other vegetation in the area. Ontario's Municipal Act states that municipalities must adopt and maintain policies such as this one. Under the new policy, private landowners will be encouraged to reforest idle lands. These areas often provide important habitat for species that could be lost through reforestation. Development Services Manager Andrea Furness explained why the township has a tree bylaw in the first place.
There are some exemptions in the tree bylaw in regards to farming. So there's exemptions here and there, but we don't have to grant a tree permit. It has to be, there has to be a reason. And that's why the tree permit was tree bylaw was initially put in place, because there was some clear cutting occurring in the township and it was a mechanism to stop it from happening.
Council reviewed a draft of the bylaw in 2019 and staff followed up with public consultation. The adoption of the bylaw was then placed on hold while the township completed its official plan policy and consulted on other existing policies. Once updated in accordance with the township's official plan policy, the bylaw was also further revised to update and help streamline both the rural tree planting policy and the replacement of trees in boulevards policy. Staff noted these two policies were outdated and combined them into one policy for ease of reference. More public consultation took place this summer in the final weeks of August. Applicable comments were included in the forming of the final proposed bylaw. This bylaw takes into account that Council annually budgets funds for tree planting. Staff noted tree planting will be included in the upcoming 2024 municipal budget process. Director of Economic Growth and Community Development Services, Marie-Josie Merritt, spoke about the steps the township is looking at to encourage a healthy tree canopy.
Something else that we're looking out of the climate action plan is at some point having maybe a partnership with conservation authorities for tree planting as well. So these are kind of initiatives that the township can take to encourage a healthy tree canopy as well.
All members of the public who submitted comments and questions were provided with a copy of staff's report. The bylaw and associated policies will be posted on the township's website and shared to their social media accounts. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.